Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
So if you've been grappling with chronic anxiety, maybe those sudden panic attacks or strange physical symptoms.
Yeah, or those relentless looping thoughts.
Exactly. You know how quickly that search begins, right? Right. For the root cause?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, a lot of people are instantly pointed toward the past, maybe by friends or even doctors sometimes.
Right. The sort of common wisdom suggests, you know, the reason you feel this overwhelming way now is because of what happened when you were a little kid, some past trauma, or maybe a stressful environment.
It implies your present suffering is just completely dictated by things that are long over.
Totally.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into some material that really challenges this idea.
Which is important.
Yeah, not to minimize the past's impact, obviously, but to empower your recovery right now.
That's the focus.
Our mission is to look at the evidence and ask this, well, pretty powerful question. Does childhood trauma have to dictate your ability to recover from anxiety today?
Or is recovery actually rooted in the present moment?
Exactly. And look, this topic, it can challenge some deeply held views about healing.
It definitely can.
But we're strictly focused on providing you with actionable hope, a clearer path forward.
Cutting through the confusion.
Yes. Getting straight to the facts about what really helps genuine healing from anxiety. Okay, so let's unpack this crucial shift in perspective.
Okay. Well, it makes complete sense why people get kind of obsessed with finding the absolute start of their anxiety.
Yeah, that first panic attack, maybe?
Exactly. When you have that first really disruptive one, it feels so random, so terrifying.
Right.
So your brain immediately goes into detective mode, searching for the, you know, the original crime scene.
You're trying to blame something.
Right.
High stress at work.
Or maybe a side effect from a new medication, or maybe even a scary experience trying cannabis or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And even if it honestly felt like it happened for no reason at all, that instinct to trace it back is just overwhelming.
That need for a clear, like, A caused B?
Precisely. That's exactly what pulls people into diving deep into their history, exploring past trauma.
Okay.
And we found this interesting personal story in the source material.
Oh, yeah.
Where the individual described just desperately searching for trauma, like really searching.
Even if they didn't feel they had it.
Right. They personally didn't feel they'd experienced anything super traumatic. They even know, you know, trauma is such a heavy word.
It is.
But the struggle for improvement was so intense that they just addressed the past anyway, hoping to find that magic key.
Went to therapists, revisited stressful childhood memories.
All of it. Everything they could recall. And apparently, in moments of, like, extreme desperation, they even tried to convince themselves they must have repressed something painful.
Wow. Believing that some hidden memory was the thing holding the whole anxiety cycle in place.
Exactly. That was the hope.
But the insight that that really surprised us was the actual effect this deep dive into history had.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, instead of resolving anything, they found that dwelling on those past stressful events, it actually made their present anxiety worse.
Oh, interesting. Not better.
No, not better. Their physical symptoms, you know, the racing heart, the tightness, the looping thoughts, they actually became more heightened.
Why? Because they were stirring up past distress.
Yeah, basically stirring up old distress while also trying to manage their current fear state. It was like adding fuel to the fire.
Makes sense.
They tried approaches like inner child work, which often does focus on understanding where past emotional pain started.
Right, the genesis of it all.
But none of that historical digging actually resolved the chronic, immediate anxiety cycle they were stuck in right now.
Okay, so if the goal of recovery is feeling safe and stable now,
yeah,
then putting all your energy on past events, even if they are influencing the present, seems kind of counterintuitive.
It does raise a really crucial question, one I bet a lot of listeners are thinking right now. So, okay, I hear you saying focus on the present, but
yeah.
But for many of us, the trauma or chronic stress did lead to specific unhelpful coping mechanisms, things that affect us daily.
Sure.
So isn't focusing purely on the now kind of like treating a fever without looking for the infection that caused it?
Ah, okay.
How can we separate the past from the present when its consequences feel so real today?
That is the perfect question, honestly. And it gets right to the heart of this perspective.
Okay.
We're separating the cause from the cure. That's the key distinction.
That's from cure. Okay.
The central truth we found in these sources is that recovery is fundamentally about changing what's happening moving forward.
Right now and tomorrow.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Now, while past experiences absolutely conditioned you to react fearfully, they taught your brain to be hypervigilant, no question. Mm-hmm. The mechanism that keeps anxiety active today is how you react to those current physical sensations and thoughts right now.
The reaction cycle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Recovery is achieved by interrupting that current reaction cycle, which is why it has to be focused on the present.
Okay, that makes sense.
So the source material suggests this, like profound reversal of focus.
Instead of detective work first.
Right. People commonly think recovery is like being a detective, you know? Uncover every single detail of your anxiety's cause, then you can start healing.
Yeah.
This material suggests the opposite approach. Focus on recovery first. Treat it like a specialized skill set you actually have to learn.
Like learning an instrument or something.
Sort of. And as you focus on getting better, on reducing your emotional reaction to the symptoms, then you can address past issues or details along the way.
But from a position of strength.
Exactly.
Yeah.
From a position of calm strength, not desperation, it totally changes your energy from searching the archives to actively designing your future.
Okay, this shift in focus feels really critical because it tells us that even though past experiences led to certain coping mechanisms,
limiting beliefs, certain fearful mindsets.
Right. Those beliefs and mindsets are what we need to tackle today. So, for example, if your childhood taught you the world is unsafe, your current limiting belief might be, I don't know, I'm not strong enough to handle uncertainty.
Yeah, that's a common one.
That specific belief right now is the immediate roadblock to recovery, not necessarily the detailed memory of the past event itself.
Exactly. And that realization is actually really encouraging.
It is, because it means you don't need to spend years trying to undo the inception of it all, like find the very first domino.
You don't have to fully resolve every detail of what created that belief years ago.
So if that belief, I'm weak or I can't handle this, is holding you back right now,
you can address and break through that belief today.
By taking actions that prove otherwise.
Yes, in small, safe ways. These current roadblocks can be tackled immediately right alongside your recovery journey by consciously changing your behavioral reaction to fear.
So the power to change these patterns rests entirely in what you choose to do right now.
That's it, regardless of what happened when you were 5 or 15 or last year.
Which brings us back to why specialized guidance seems so important here.
Absolutely crucial, because general therapeutic advice, or even medical advice sometimes, often relies on that linear thinking we talked about.
Past must be solved before the present can be fixed.
Right. But anxiety recovery, it's a very specialized field, and it's just not a linear process like that.
So you need someone who gets that.
It's really crucial to work with people who truly understand anxiety specifically, people who've maybe managed to come out of it themselves or helped many others.
And who recognize that the key lies in changing the present conditioned response.
Exactly. They understand the nonlinear formula we're discussing.
Okay, let's talk about that formula.
What's really fascinating here and hopeful, I think, is the idea that anxiety recovery isn't just some vague hope.
Yeah.
To a certain degree, it's actually a formula, and it's highly replicable.
Replicable. That's a strong word.
It is. And that's the hope we really want you to grasp from this. Regardless of your age, your background, the specific details of your past.
Doesn't matter.
If you focus on a few key present-focused principles, recovery can become, well, inevitable.
Okay, that's the difference between just general healing and targeted anxiety recovery.
That's how these sources frame it, yes.
Can you break down that formula a little bit more then? When we say it's a formula, what are the key, like, actionable principles?
Yeah, what should someone focus on starting today instead of the past?
We need to give our listeners something concrete, you know.
Absolutely. Good point. So the replicable formula really focuses on changing that immediate conditioned reaction. And it often boils down to maybe three powerful principles.
Okay. Three principles. What are they?
First, radical acceptance. And that sounds maybe passive, but it's very active.
Acceptance of the current state, the symptoms.
Yes. Agreeing not to fight the physical feelings or the intrusive thoughts. Just allowing them to exist without judgment.
Okay. Why does that help?
Because it immediately lowers your brain's perceived threat level. If you're not fighting it, your brain goes, huh, maybe this isn't actually dangerous.
Got it. Principle one, acceptance. What's two?
Second is non-reaction to those intrusive thoughts or physical sensations.
So you notice them, but you don't engage.
Exactly. You stop engaging in the mental debates, the what-ifs, or the safety-seeking behaviors like checking your pulse or avoiding places.
And that starves the fear circuit.
Precisely. It removes the fuel.
Okay. Acceptance, non-reaction. What's the third?
And the third principle is often about somatic focus combined with exposure.
Somatic, meaning body-focused.
Yeah, learning to safely feel the physical symptoms in your body rather than automatically treating them as danger signs.
So not running from the feeling.
Right. And by practicing this non-reaction while gently exposing yourself to feared situations or sensations, you teach your nervous system, okay, this feels uncomfortable, but it's not actually lethal.
You're conditioning a new response.
Exactly. Feeling the symptoms without creating that panic loop. And notice, none of those three steps, acceptance, non-reaction, safe feeling with exposure, none of them require you to first go back and figure out the original source of the conditioning.
Wow. Okay. That's powerful. But what about people listening who feel a sense of, I don't know, guilt?
Guilt about what?
Because they've spent months, maybe years, focusing on the past, feeling like that time was wasted.
Oh, yeah. That's a really common feeling.
We want you, if that's you listening, to let go of that guilt right now. Seriously.
Absolutely. You made the best decision you could when you were struggling.
Based on the knowledge and guidance you had at that time.
Exactly. What you know now, you know now. That's all that matters.
Don't waste any more energy regretting the path you took to get here.
Yeah.
It led you here to this understanding.
Right. So what does this all mean for the immediate action you can take?
Yeah. What's the takeaway?
Recovery is also very much about letting go.
Letting go of the past.
And letting go of your past decisions about how to approach your anxiety. Don't let that idea of wasted time hold you hostage today. Focus your energy entirely on applying those formulaic actions you can take right now.
Acceptance.
Non-reaction.
Safe exposure.
Moving forward on that current recovery path, that is truly where all your power lies right now.
Okay. Let's maybe reiterate that hopeful message one last time then.
Yes. Please don't carry the belief that just because you went through something difficult or stressful years ago,
that you're a hopeless cause now.
Exactly. That you're somehow broken beyond repair when it comes to anxiety recovery today. It's just not true, according to this.
The truth is
that the formula for recovery, this present-focused approach, it's immediately available. The path is accessible to you right now.
Starting with your reaction to the very next uncomfortable sensation or thought.
That's it. What happened in the past happened. And now we move on to what you can absolutely control, your actions today.
Okay.
And one more thing on that. If you are actively trying to recover, especially using this kind of present-focused nonlinear approach, strongly consider having someone guide you through the process.
A specialist.
Yeah, whether that's the source speaker we referenced or another specialist who really understands the specific anxiety recovery formula, guidance is just... It's critical.
Why critical?
Because having an objective guide helps you stay consistent with those principles, acceptance, non-reaction. It helps you move past that powerful impulse to solve the past.
And keep you focused on building that better, calmer future instead.
Exactly. They keep you on track with the now.
Okay, so here's something to leave our listeners with, maybe a final thought to mull over. If true recovery really means letting go of the past's influence on your present condition, how does focusing solely on breaking those old coping mechanisms right now, using this kind of replicable, present-focused formula,
rather than spending time finding their historical source?
Right. How does that shift in focus change your view of the very next immediate step you need to take toward healing? That choice, the choice to act now based on this formula, that's the most powerful step you can take today.